Bohumil Hrabal's book, I Served the King of England, makes working in a restaurant sound very dramatic and very glamorous. But the novel also suggests that such drama and glamour belong to a time now long gone. To find out whether this was true, Rosie Johnston visited two of Prague's most famous restaurants to talk to their owners about their work from day to day.
When I started to work at the Golden Prague Hotel, the boss took hold of my left ear, pulled me up and said, "You're a busboy here, so remember, you don't see anything and you don't hear anything." Then the boss pulled me up by my right ear and said, "But remember too that you've got to see everything and hear everything."
The words of perhaps the most famous Czech waiter in the world, Dítě, from Bohumil Hrabal's book I Served the King of England, which has now been made into a film. Dítě starts life as a lowly busboy selling frankfurters before working his way up the ranks and acquiring his own hotel. Hrabal's book makes working in a restaurant sound very dramatic and very glamorous, but the novel also suggests that such drama and glamour belong to a time now long gone. To find out whether this was true, I visited two of Prague's most famous restaurants to talk to their owners about their running from day to day. The first restaurant in question derives its fame from another Czech literary character, as its owner, Pavel Tepfer, explains.
Tato hospoda už je stará víc než 100 let.
This pub is over 100 years old. The main dining room was enlarged and decorated after the Second World War, sometime around 1950. The pub is very well known because of the book The Good Soldier Schweig by Jaroslav Hašek. In the novel, Schweig visits the pub each evening at 6. This building originally belonged to our grandmother, but in 1948 the communists stripped her of it. After the revolution in 1989, my brother and I were handed back the building to which this pub belonged.
The Tepfer's pub U Kalicha has grown into a bit of an institution since they took it back over. Pavel Tepfer explains the secret.
A traditional Czech pub is all about good beer. You're from England, and so this is something that you won't know from back home. They don't bother to leave any head on the beer there. The beer has to be good, it has to be cold. Then you need some good music, a good atmosphere. So these are the things that we aim for in order to pull in visitors from all over the world.
And what about the clientele? Has Mr. Tepfer served the King of England?
Měl jsem tady už asi 11 prezidentů.
I've had maybe around 11 presidents here, and famous actors and famous sports people. One very rich Russian came here to dine, Roman Abramovich, the owner of the Chelsea Football Club. I have my photo taken with each one of these people and asked them to sign my wall. But the photos of me sitting down to a beer with them and the signatures are just from my office. Often these people come here on private trips, so I don't want to broadcast it all over the place to all of our guests. The photos are just for my own personal album. I don't need to boast about these visitors. I can just remember fondly by myself the time they came to visit.
U Kalicha is a family-run enterprise, as Pavel Tepfer explains.
My youngest son works in the kitchen, so he, alongside the other 10 chefs, takes care of the catering. And my oldest son works here despite being a doctor, because his father pays better than any hospital ever would.
Pracuje u mě, protože tatínek platí lepší, než platí špitál.
Meanwhile, across town is U Lipi, a somewhat smaller family restaurant run by Miroslav Ružička. Like Mr. Tepfer, Mr. Ružička serves plates of hearty Czech fare to his customers, though this is more frequently accompanied by fine French wines than beer. Mr. Ružička earned his catering stripes at some of the Czech capital's biggest hotels, and in 1988 became the first private restaurant owner in what was then Czechoslovakia.
We started up in 1988 when I handed in my notice at the Intercontinental Hotel. I'd been working there for around 10 years when I heard about the possibility of setting up my own private restaurant. Around January 1st or 2nd, 1988, I read in the communist newspaper Rudé Pravo that the government had legalized private enterprise. And so I found this out and said to my colleagues, "This is what I want to do." And they laughed and said, "Good luck, we'd like to see you try." So in May of that year, I handed in my notice and started looking for a premises. But I didn't find anything.
Eventually, though, he succeeded. The grand opening came in April 1989.
We had lots of customers. We opened on April 21st at 7 in the evening. It was late spring by then, so it was still light at that time. In the afternoon, we'd put out a sign saying opening today, and already at 5:30 p.m. there were around 100 people standing in a queue and waiting for us to open. We were pretty stowed out that night. We have seating for 50, and here were 100 people. So we brought in all the garden furniture and just did whatever we could to accommodate them all.
After the fall of communism, Mr. Ružička had a bit of a head start as the only private restaurateur in the country. It took several years for any competition to appear. But despite the abundance of all sorts of different restaurants in the Czech capital today, Mr. Ružička is still doing well and recently came top of a list of the country's best restaurants. Ulipi is located quite far out of Prague's city centre and stands out from the housing estate that surrounds it.
The house is ours, and so I've been able to decorate it in the way that I like. If it were someone else's, I wouldn't be able to hang these expensive pictures on the wall. I wouldn't put up all of these decorations. The entire place would be a little bit barer because the whole setup would be less permanent, and I might have to move it all. The pictures on the wall are of my family. There's my grandmother, mother, wife, daughter, father, and grandfather. My sons aren't there because there wasn't enough space on the wall. They're looking down on us here in the dining room. The whole place is done up a bit like a castle. The ceiling is 20 years old and very much in that style. Then there's the carpet and the piano.
So, a man's restaurant is his castle, and maybe Hrabal was right, it's also his stage. Here's Pavel Tepfer again.
Put it this way, my brother's an actor, he works in the theatre, and I say to him, "It's all right for some. You act for 3 hours each evening, and here I am acting in front of our customers for 18 hours a day. But I have one clear advantage over my brother. At the end of his performance, people applaud him, they clap him. But they pay me."
Tleskaj, ale mě platěj.
Pavel Tepfer ending that edition of Spotlight. The program, written and presented by Rosie Johnston, was first broadcast in January 2008.